Thank you for calling. My name is Sophia. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line. Am I talking to Ciara?
Yes, you are. Hi.
Hi, Miss. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling in regards to the case for the depot.
Okay. Alrighty, ma'am. Just to let you know, we are speaking on a recorded line. You wanted to see if you meet the criteria to participate in that lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And have you had any other attorney assist you in this claim?
No.
Alrighty. And you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not hired an attorney or a law firm, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Alrighty. And would you be filing this claim for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with anything in particular after consuming Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, well, yes.
What was that?
Meningioma.
Meningioma. I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Thank you.
And where in your body was it located?
It was a tumor in my brain.
Your brain. Okay. Do you remember the date of your diagnosis?
Yeah, it was May 19th, 2020.
You said May 19th of 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. One moment. I got that. And what was your date of birth, ma'am?
3/18/87.
I am so sorry, miss. I got cut off right there. What was your date of birth?
3/18/87.
3/18/87. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yes. 1/8, right? Of March?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you happen to know anybody else, like a family member or friend, that was also consuming Depo Provera and was similarly affected?
No.
Okay. If you can think of anybody in the future, miss, please refer them over to us. We'd love to help them seek the justice they deserve, okay?
Yeah.
Alrighty. And were you consuming the pill or the shot form of Depo?
The injection.
Okay. And by the way, ma'am, some of these questions might sound a little bit repetitive. Please bear with us. Did you consume or use the brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yeah.
Which injectable did you use? Depo Provera, Depo Sub Q Provera, generic Metoproxygen acetate?
Depo Sub-Q.
Sub-Q. Okay,
yeah,
and
it's the Pfizer.
Okay, noted. And how many years did you use the Depo Provera for?
4 years.
Three?
Four.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you at least had 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall approximately how many weeks between each injection?
I was getting them once every 3 months.
Okay. So would you say like about 12 injections between? Sorry,
12 weeks in between. It was like 16 injections in total.
Okay, gotcha. That'll come up later, so I've noted that. Do you remember when you started using Depo Provera?
June
9th, 2013. One second. Okay, June 9, 2013 was the start date. When would be the stop date?
Stopped in September, like September 16th, 2017.
You said September 16 of 2017?
Yeah.
Okay. Got that down, miss. Thank you. And just for the purpose of the recording, what was your gender?
No.
Thank you. And marital status?
Single.
Appreciate that. I have your first name spelled CIARA. Is that correct? How do you
Yes.
say that one? Ciara?
Yes.
Oh, Ciara. Beautiful name, by the way. And then last
Thank you.
name, I have Underwood, traditional spelling, that's UNDERWOOD.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name, ma'am?
Akia.
How do you spell that?
Akia.
EAKIA.
Yes. T as in Tom. Akia.
Oh, sorry. Takia.
Yes.
Thank you. And do you have a suffix like the second, the third, anything like that?
No.
Ready? And the last four of your social or the full nine if you have them.
1156.
Thank you. Let's see, I have your primary email as CUNDERW3 at iCloud.com.
Yeah.
And the 267-251-1780, is that your mobile phone number?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, ma'am. Is it best for the attorneys to reach you via text or call or email?
Call, type, either is fine.
Either? Okay. Not a preference?
No.
Okay. And is it best for them to reach you in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning, please.
Okay. And what is your primary address?
405 Wick Lane,
How do you spell
Bluebell,
that?
PA. 405 WICK
Sorry,
LA.
WICK Lane? Oh, Wick Lane.
Bluebell, PA. 19422.
Thank you. And is this a home or apartment?
It's home.
Okay. And who administered the Depo Provera? Was that yourself, a medical staff, or a doctor?
Was a doctor.
Thank you. What state were you? Sorry, did you receive the Depo Provera injections?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania as well? Okay, thank you. And what locations in the body was the injection administered?
My top right butt cheek. Sometimes the left, either or.
You said buttocks?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And you had told me how many injections were administered. I'm sorry, I lost track of that number.
16.
16. Thank
It's
you so
okay.
much. And do you remember the name of the doctor that administered the Depo Provera?
Dr. Raisy Lou.
Doctor, sorry?
Raisy, Ravzy. Lu.
Thank you. And do you remember the facility name?
Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital.
Jefferson Einstein Montgomery. Is that what I heard?
Hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, Montgomery Hospital.
Thank you. Let me look that up really quick. Hospital. Okay. Wait, I can get the address and the phone number. Bear with me. Is it the one in Germantown Pike? That's the
Yes.
street? Okay. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I have a little bit of a struggle reading out some of the questions because it says, did the injured party or a loved one, and I have to switch it to you. So bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. It says, were you prescribed the medication within the United States?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you remember the prescribing doctor? Is it the same one that administered it?
The one that I did my treatments for, or the one that for my injections? My
No, this
injections
would.
was the same doctor.
Yeah, this would still be for the injection. So the same doctor.
Yeah.
We'll get to the
Yeah.
treating doctor in a little bit. Okay. And did you have to pick up the Depo-Provera at a pharmacy or did they have it there?
I had to pick it up at a pharmacy.
What pharmacy was that?
That was CVS.
Do you remember where? What CVS?
It's the one on DeKalb Pike in Bluebell, PA. I think it's 929 DeKalb Pike.
One second, let me look that up. So, sorry, a CVS on what street?
DeKalb, DeKalb, Pike.
In Bluebell. Gotcha. Is it the one down? Oh, that's the street. I think they have three down that same street. Yeah. Let me see. Was it the one on 929? Then I have another one
Yeah.
in 1799, the first one.
9 to 9, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they have three down that same street. Okay. Got that information here. Let's see, I think I missed one thing. Did you use any other hormones such as OCP or HRT?
No.
It's a new question there. Okay. And when did you discover the injuries were related to Depo-Provera?
I went and got tested, and I was diagnosed in May. I started my treatment in May.
In May of last year.
May of 2020. No,
Okay.
I started treatment in May of 2020.
And that's when you found figured out that it was related to Depo-Provera, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And do you recall the name of the facility or medical professional that made the diagnosis?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Yeah, if you can recall the name of the facility or medical professional who made the diagnosis.
Yeah, Dr. George Newman.
George
Newman.
Newman.
Yes.
Okay, that would be George Newman, Newman, to
Yeah.
best of your knowledge. Okay. And what method did Dr. Newman use to diagnose you?
They did a series of tests. They did a physical exam. They did a neurological exam, an MRI. They did a biopsy,
Okay.
a blood test, and a urine test.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And
Yeah.
were you diagnosed in the United States?
Yes.
And what state were you diagnosed in?
Pennsylvania.
Thank you. And what is the facility name?
It's Jefferson Einstein Montgomery Hospital.
Same one.
Yes.
Thank you. Let me just get that information copied to the bottom over here. One second. And do you remember his specialty, Dr. Newman's?
Yeah, he was a neurologist.
Thank you so much. We're almost there, okay? Appreciate your patience. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Did you receive treatment for your meningioma?
Yes.
What kind of treatment, and did they explain why?
Yeah, they had to do a craniotomy, to remove the tumor, and they also did radiation therapy.
Thank you. I'm sorry I had to go through all that.
Thank you.
Okay, craniotomy to remove the tumor and radiation. And sorry, let me just copy that over here for the treatment as well. And do you remember the treating doctor name, or was that Dr. Newman as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Alrighty. Heading towards the bottom of this form. Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes.
What dates was that?
I spent 15 days. I don't remember the exact date. I know I was in a hospital for 15 days
Do you
in
remember
the
what month?
hospital. And,
Like maybe the beginning or end of the year, or maybe in the middle?
I started the treatment in May
Okay.
and I was discharged June 13th, 2020.
Okay, so maybe like at the end of May. So like
Yeah.
the 28th and then
Yeah.
2020 through the next month, so 06/13 of 2020. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, I believe that's 18 days. 13, okay, 28, 29, 30. Yeah, that would be about 18 days. I don't know if that month had a 20, a 31st, but give or take.
Yeah.
And then prior to being diagnosed with meningioma, were you or a loved one exposed to radiation?
No.
Okay. Have you or your loved one ever been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2? Neurofibromatosis 2?
No.
Well, some of these questions got updated today. These are new. Maybe they are having some traction with the cases that are existing, and these are upcoming questions, so that's good news. Do you recall when your loved one first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
No, I
Okay.
really can't remember. I mean, I can't really remember.
So, what led to you basically getting tested?
Well,
Were you feeling
I
like
started
maybe
to,
anything?
I was having headaches a lot, and then I started having seizures, which I knew that something had to be wrong. Vision problems, and I had weakness in my arms and legs. Just a lot of unnormal things started to occur that I knew something wasn't right.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I am noting everything you're telling me for attorney's notes. That way they can understand how that took effect on you. Okay. So you said headaches, seizures, vision problems, and both your legs and your arms felt weak, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have medical records showing that meningioma diagnosis?
I don't have the medical records with me, but I'm sure that I can get them from the doctor.
So they do exist, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And if you were to be asked to provide them, would you be able to mail them or send them electronically? Or both?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you have access to your My chart login?
Not at the moment.
Okay, no worries. Thank you so much, ma'am. So we are headed towards an emergency contact. Would you like to add a family member in case of any unfortunate event happening? We can continue the claim with them.
No.
Okay, no worries. Let me just cross out this information really fast. A name. And would you be able to provide a legible, sorry, a large legible signature? What this means is no initials, and I should be able to read out your first and last name.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. And on that note, Miss, I do have to mention, what should you expect next? While you are working with your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to you, to finalize your claim. They'll be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you directly and introduce you, okay? So they'll go over some of the same questions we just discussed. That's completely normal and it is part of the process. Just to confirm the details and the accuracy that we have on your case, they also may send you additional forms like medical release. That way, they can collect records to strengthen your claim. And if you see any paperwork from them in your email, make sure to complete it and return it as fast as you can, or as soon as you can, sorry. That way, they keep moving on your file smoothly. And since this is a mass tort lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice to make sure that you are fully, sorry, that they are fully prepared to present your case. If you don't hear from them, I would suggest calling them within like the 24 to 48 hour mark. I'll be emailing you and sending you a text with all their information, okay? Can you confirm you will be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ma'am. So I'm going to be emailing you and texting you this DocuSign. Let me know when you receive it. One second. I think I missed one thing. Let me see what that was. Oh, when did you begin having symptoms? Okay, you remember when we spoke about the headaches, the seizures, and the vision problems?
Yeah.
Before you got tested in 2020, when would you say that started?
I probably noticed it sometime in 2019. At first, I didn't think it was that serious, like the headaches and stuff. So early 2019, maybe sometime in like February, March, maybe I started to notice
Okay.
feeling weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll leave that as a ballpark time. So I'm going to be sending that through now. Hopefully that goes. Alrighty. That should have been sent to you. Do me a favor, miss. Please take your time and see if I put in everything correctly. You are only responsible for the signatures, but if I misspelled anything that you notice, let me know so we can change it. Because the attorneys will send it back and have us do it again, okay?
Okay. You want me to do it while I'm on the phone with you?
Yeah, in case you have any questions, and then if they send me the information of the attorneys, I'll be texting it to you to make sure you have everything.
Yeah, so everything looks fine. My name.
If you need any help with the DocuSign, like the system itself, I know my way around there pretty well, so you can let me know.
Do I need to sign my middle name as well?
Your first and last name should be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of there.
You said, do I need to sign the initials or no?
If it says initials, the initials are fine. But if it says signature, the full signature would be required.
Okay. Okay.
Let me verify it's received on this end. Perfect, ma'am. I did get it. Let me just make sure I can see all that. Alrighty. So everything is looking good. Looks like you would be working with Ben Martin. Let me gather their information and send it over to you. Okay. Is this a good phone number to text?
Yeah.
Okay. I also do want you to, if you can, save my number. That way, in case
Okay.
the attorneys can't get through, you can always count on me to transfer you over, but you need to be able to recognize my number, so just save it as, intake girl or Sophia, whatever you can remember better. Fine with me.
I will. What can you give me your number one more time?
Yeah, I'm about to text you from it. That way it's easy for you.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Let me know if you get that.
Okay.
And then your attorney's number is this one.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have questions for me right now?
I don't at the moment, no. Thank you so much. You were such a great help.
Of course, no, thank you. You made this process run so smoothly, so I really do appreciate your help, ma'am. Alrighty. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day. I will be texting you any updates if I hear anything. Just be attentive to your phone, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Alrighty. Take care. Have a good one.
Okay. You too.